Okay, the sugya is actually a sugya we also had in Me'ilah. So some of the parts I'm not going to elaborate on. Tono Rabbona Hamafata Mesakteres. The Mishnah says that Mafatim Keteris is what we learned. One of the Isurim is if somebody duplicates the Keteris. Now the Braisa says as follows, Tono Rabbonon. Hamafatim is Akteris Lalamid Boy, Lalamid Boy, Lamoisro Letzibur, Potom. Now, if somebody does Lahariach Bo, Chayev. Okay, now, the Hamariach Bo, Rashi explains, is Hamariach Bo in the real Keteris, not the Keteris that you made, which isn't Kodesh. Hamariach Bo, if somebody is Mariach in the real Keteris, Potter. He's Potter from Kores. Elo Shemoal, but Me'ilah you get. Yechayev Me'ilah for smelling the Keteris of the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara, Me'iko Me'ilah B'reach, is there Me'ilah with smelling? V'omar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Omar Bishu ben Levi, Mishum Bakafra, Koyul Mare V'reach, Ein Bohem Mishum Me'ilah. A blank statement, which we'll get back to this blank statement, but the blank statement is, Koyul Mare V'reach is Ein Bohem Mishum Me'ilah. There's no Me'ilah on Koyul. There's no meal on Maren, there's no meal on Reach. No meal. So, L'chayre, there should be no meal if you smell the Keteris of Beis HaMikdash. Says, no, Reach, answers the Gemara, Reach is Ach HaShatal HaTemuros Yehim Bohem Mishamila. The Reach over there that Rav Shimon Ben Pazi is talking about, that's after already the smell went up. The initial smoke went up from the Keteris. So the mitzvah already happened. So once the mitzvah already happened, there's no me'ilah. Sha'arei ein l'chodovo achar shanasus mitzvos o yumoelim boy. Once the mitzvah is done, there's no me'ilah. So now the Gemara says, why? The Gemara says, how do we know this from? Alom aloi. Why not? Harei trumas adeshen is nasus mitzvos o yumoelim boy. By trumas adeshen, there's me'ilah on the deshen. Says the Gemara, you're right, but there's shnei ksuvim. Shindahavi tumas hadesh and a big day kuhuna, shnei ksuvim aboim keachon, shnei ksuvim aboim keachon, ein melamdim. Because there's a tumas hadesh and there's one posuk, and big day kuhuna, we'll see there's another posuk, it's ein melamdim. Honichal rabbonin el rabdeisa ma'ikal ameima. The san yovi nicham shom, this is by the big day kohen godel of Yom Kippur, the big day lovon. Melamed shetunim gnizo. You're not allowed to use them. Rabdei soim erksherim eim l'koyin hedyit. They are kosher for koyin hedyit. U'matam adloim evinichom shom. It's coming to be mimayit shalo yishtamish pohem b'yem ha-kippurim acher. Can't use it for the next Yom Kippur. Mishum la'avitrum zadeshum. Veg la'ruf ish nek sumam ke'echot. V'chol shnei ha'chsuvim bohem ke'echot eim olamdim. And the Gemara brings trumas adeshen ma'ahi. How do we know by trumas adeshen that there's me'ilah? Because it says v'soma yetzalam is beach malamei shetunim gniza, that even after you do the mitzvah of taking off the deshen, you still need to bury it. Egla rufa mai desanyo va'ofu shom eso eglo panachal. Even after they cut off the head of the egla rufa, it still needs gniza. Ulaman domash neksum abayim kecha malamdin. How do we know elsewhere that there's no meila? Because each place has its own miyut. The Avitrei miyut, the Trumas Hadeshen, it says v'somoi. Instead of just v'som, it says v'somoi. Which teaches you, hadin in midi achrini loy, only this, there's me'ila. And by egla rufa also it says, k'siv ho arufa. Arufa in midi achrini loy. So this Gemara l'chayr is putting us through a one big loop, the whole Gemara. We started out with a simple din of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that by Reach there's no Me'ilah. That there's Me'ilah by Reach. That's what the Mishnah, our Mishnah said, the Braisa on our Mishnah said, that you mariach pekteres shel mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash, you chayev me'ila. You potter from kores, you chayev me'ila for smelling. That's our braisa. That's how we started this whole thing. The Gemara said, how could you say that there's me'ila? Rav Shimon ben Pazi says that there's no me'ila by koil marav reach. To which the Gemara answered, well, reach is a different reason. The reason why by reach there's no me'ila is because reach is a case of nasas mitzvosoi, and kol dovah shenasas mitzvosoi is a me'ilim boy. That's basically the mahalach of our sugya. And then the Gemara proves, how do we know kol dovah shenasas mitzvosoi ain't me'ilim boy? So the Gemara proves it from the tziyurim that we have here, from either from Trumas Hadeshen, from Eglah Rufa, from Bigdei Kohuna. The Gemara proves that once the mitzvah happened, it's ain't boy mishumila. That's the Gemara. So I don't understand. So why did Rav Shimon ben Pazi say, koil marav reyach ain't boy mishumila? It's not even a true statement. Reach is a daitin gezach, nothing to do with the fact that it's reach. Big Day Kun is not reach. Right? Reach is a separate thing. Reach is if the mitzvah already happened, if Nasa's mitzvah, so there's no me'ila. End of story. Why? What, it has nothing to do with anything. Our Gemara says, the Brisa says that Mariach Pekteris is mal, and we had a stira. Because Rav Shimon said, Rav Shimon ben Pazi said, Koil Marav Reach is Ein Boi Mishumila. The Gemara at the end wants to make a whole dray that Reach is a different reason why there's no Me'ila, and the reason the Gemara gives has nothing to do with Reach. It's Nasus Mitzvosa. Has nothing to do with Reach. Koil Marav there's no Me'ila because there's no Me'ila, because there's no Mamish. Reach is different. Reach, there would be Me'ila. There would be Me'ila. It's just that if it's Nasas Mitzvah, there's no Me'ila. But that's not what Rav Shimon ben Pazi said. Now, to further complicate this, is that if we look at Rashi's Loshon in Psochim, so Rashi's Loshon in Psochim, Adaf Chavov, we have the same Sugi in Psochim. This is not in Yomar Makom, it's the Sugi in Psochim, but I'll read it to you. Rashi says in Psochim, Daf Chavov, as follows. It says, Koil Marav Reach, says, Ein Bohem Mishum Me'ila. Right? Now, Rashi explains. And Rashi makes, first he makes the clear line that I'm telling you. That these three halachas don't belong together. Because koil marav there's no me'ila because you're not doing anything. Hearing something is nothing. It's not called a mamish. And marav is not called a mamish. You're seeing something is not called a mamish. But reach is called yesh by mamish according to the Gemara over here. So listen to Rashi's lashon. Rashi and Daf Chavov in Psochem says Rashi koil mare ein bohem mamish. Koil mare doesn't have a mamish, like I'm telling you. So the reason why there's no meila by koil mare is because there's no mamoshus. Then he says tereach yesh boy mamish. Rashi says reach has mamish. You know why? B'samimonim. In the samimonim, in the fragments, there is a mamish. And therefore, lefiko chayev. So I have a problem even understanding that first statement. Because Rashi seems to be saying that the emes is reach also is ein by mamish, the smell. But what you're smelling has a mamish. What you're smelling has a source, the samimonim. Well, that's true by everything. The koil is ein by mamish, but it's coming out of a shofar. Which is yesh boy mamish. The coil that you're hearing has no mamish. The chatzoitzlis has a mamish. So what's stam? What's Rashi saying? Rashi saying avol reyach is yesh boy coil mamish is ein boy mamish. Right? So Rashi, why? Because it's nothing. It doesn't have a mamoshes. But reyach, Rashi says, does have a mamoshes. The fragments. The fragments from where the smell is coming from is yesh boy mamish. That's what Rashi says. Yesh boy reach b'samim monim.
The samim monim are going in your nose from the thing.
No samim are going in my nose. The smell of the samim monim are going in my nose. I'm just saying what Rashi says. Why doesn't Rashi say very simple? Yesh boy mamish Bereach. The reach has a mamish. Rashi doesn't say that. He says, you know what? The reach is a reach, but some morning. Lufiko chayev. Udka omar Rabbi Yeshua poto la'achar shetalet murosoi koma. That's a different thing. You know why? Mishum denasis mitzvosoi. Ve'enoi tzorech kovoya oid. Therefore, yotzo michlal kotshe Hashem. Goes out of kotshe Hashem. Okay? Now, so far, this first of all, like I said, the whole thing is a plea, because kol ma'arav reich ein boi me'ila is completely a deceiving statement. Kol ma'arav is ein boi me'ila because there's no mamish, and reich is ein boi me'ila, first of all, reich is yesh boi me'ila, and it's only in the case of nasas mitzvosa. But then Rashi is the clincher, because we perhaps could have said so far, maybe that when Rashi says reich yesh boi mamish b'samamonim, maybe he means something along the lines that those samamonim are going into the reach, and that's what's going into your nose. But just in case you think to learn that way, Rashi finishes off the statement. Rashi's obviously bothered with the kasha that I asked you. What do you mean? He says, koil ma'arev reach ein boi me'ila. He can't say he's talking about achash atalat mura. What is Rav Shimon talking about? I understand you're telling me that dafka by k'toyres is dafka achash atalat mura. But what's the statement mean? Koil ma'arev reach ein boi me'ila. What does that mean? Zokt Rashi, udika'oma bebraise. In this case of bebraise, is mariach bo bebeisoi. Yeah? Mariach bo bebeisoi. Somebody would go in his house, smell the reach of k'toyres of Beis HaMikdash, he taka will be potter. Hitak will be put. So the Or Chodesh in Pesachim, he would take spices from the Beis HaMikdash. And at home, he would smell that. He would taka be put. You know why? There's no Nasas mitzvah, say. Because Koel Ma'arav Reach ain't by Mishum Mila. Then there's no Mila. Comes the Or Chodesh in Pesachim, and the Or Chodesh says, Mevur Midivrei Rashi. Sherav Popo loy choylek al Rav Shimon ben Pazi bichlolus hadin she'ein mi'ilo b'reach. V'gam l'shitosoy nechshav reach k'dovor she'ein b'y mamish v'ein b'y mi'ilo. Elo she'reach ha'k'toyre shani. That's what Rashi means when Rashi says reach of k'toyre si'chayev because yesh mamish b'samamonim. Rashi means this is different. Whatever that means. Even though those same samamonim, if they were just kotche berek abayis, let's say, and they were sitting in your house, and you smelled them, you'd be potter. And then you'd be potter because, not because nasos mitzvasa, you'd be potter because the reach has no mamish. All of a sudden, now you put it into the Beis HaMikdash, all of a sudden now everything changes. All of a sudden everything changes. It's a pella, mamish a pella. Now, if we look at the Rambam, we put this into the Maram HaKoymus here, the Rambam. The Rambam also says the same statement. Again, one way would have been to learn out, I'm showing you Rashi saying not like this, but one way to learn our sugya is that the Gemara is saying, Enechanami, Koil Mara is one department, that's Ein Boi Me'ila because has no mamoshes, it's nothing. And Reach is a different reason, it's because Nasa is mitzvosa. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, Perekei Halachot HaZayin, of the Rambam Azay, Koil Ma'arev Reach Shel Hekdesh, puts them all together. Koil Ma'arev Reach Shel Hekdesh. Ein Bohem Me'ila, Lo'inen V'lo Mo'elim. Then he says, Panevo Mamurim, B'Sheiriach B'Ktoires Acha Sha'al Sha'ola HaTmoires, Avol Miriach B'Ktoires K'Shetal HaTmoires Mo'ah. I would like to say, I think it's very clear in Rambam, that the Rambam is telling us that there's a, like Rashi, there's a specific reason by K'teres, if you smell the K'teres, before the Tmura goes up, there's a separate reason why there's Mila. Because really, there's a rule, Kol Ma'arav Reach Ein Boi Mishum Mila. That's the rule. There's a reason by Ktoris why if you smell it before it's Talat Murasai, you are Moya. So that's what he's trying to say. L'chayr do shteit l'Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Ko ma'avareich is ein boi mi'ilu. Now, Mare l'chayr, there's no shayla in our sugya. And koil is no shayla. By them, there's zichah no mi'ilu. That's until we get to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. If you look at the next daf here in the Maram HaKem, it's Rosh Hashanah daf Chof Ches. The Gemara says over here, Omar Rav Yehuda b'shoifo shal oilo l'yiska. Shoifo shal oilo, you're not allowed to blow the shoifo. V'im toka yotza. This is talking about Rosh Hashanah. And if you blow the shoifo of the oilo, yotza. B'shoifo shal shlomim lo yiska. V'im toka lo yotza. The Gemara says, my time, eh? Oilo, bas mi'ilohi, oilo, which there's mi'iloh, kivun de ma'abo, nafik lo l'chulin. Once you're moil in the shayfer, it goes out to chul. And now it's chul. Now you can be yoitz. Shlomim de lav b'nei mi'iloninu, isuru d'rachiv boho. But shlomim, which there's no mi'iloh, so even after you blow, it doesn't go out to chulin. So what the Gemara is basically saying is that by oilo, since there's an issur chomer of meila, once you start blowing the shofar, it becomes chulin. Now you're using a regular shofar, so it's good. That's the Gemara. To which the Gemara says, "Maskif lo rova your kasha, ei masma. When do you have meila labosa de toka?" So it comes out that the key itself is baveira, ki katoka bisur katoka. Fine, that's the Gemara. Now, it's okay because there's no meila, there's no gezel by koil. Remember?
Right. So, because the voice is separate from the
shofar.
So here also.
Should be. That's the problem. The problem we have over here is that this sugya in Rosh Hashanah is saying clearly. That koil is yesh mi'ilah b'koil. This Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is telling, in our sugi, that's klar. Koil and mara, there's no mi'ilah. The only shayla in our Gemara is, what about reyach? And that's what we're debating. What about smell? But koil was clearly no mi'ilah. And here the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chofcheh says clearly that there is mi'ilah by koil. Clearly, by Gzela, you're right. By Gzela, there's Zichano Gzela by Koil. The Gemara is dealing with Mila. By Beis Hamikdash, there could be a different higher level of stealing. But here the Gemara is saying clearly there is Mila on a Koil, and our Gemara is saying there's no Mila on a Koil. So this is not my Kasha. What? Actually, the Mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is Shmir. And that's the reason why by a Shefer HaGozel, your Yotze, because the Rambam says the mitzvah is the shmir, the ein gzela b'koil, which is what David was quoting that Rambam, which is a Gemara Yerushalmi, that there's no that by Rosh Hashanah the main mitzvah is not the blowing, it's the hearing. That's why the bracha we don't say l'tkoya, we say l'shmoya koil sheifo. The blowing is like a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is hearing the voice, the sound, and that's the shaila. Our sugya is clearly saying that koil is no mi'ila, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is clearly saying that koil is mi'ila, except for mitzvah. Mitzvah Zavli Hanis didn't know, but a koil is mi'ila. Huh? No, koil is koil and chatzotris is all mitzvah. Let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam brings down this din in Hilchos Shofar. Shofar shall avoid his own and taken by Lechatchila and talk about Yotzo. Shein dachas tako Shofar ha-gozul shu tako by Yotzo shein mitzvah ala b'shmiyas ha-koil. Afa pi shaloi noga v'lo higbiya ha-shemei ha-yotzo v'ein b'koil din gezul. That's in the Rambam. V'chein, Shofar shall oila lo yiska v'im toka Yotzo. And now the Rambam says, She'ein b'koil din me'ila. There's no me'ila b'koil. V'im toy ma'aloi nene, All of a sudden he says, Mitzvah Slav Lehanais Nitnu. So here he all of a sudden holds that he brings down our Gemara, but then he says there's no mitzvah, brings down the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But the fact is that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is a blatant stira with our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that on Koil there's no Me'ilah. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that on Koil there is Me'ilah. The blatant stira. So if you look in the Lechem Mishnah here, the Lechem Mishnah is this kasha. Vim toima, the ocha mashma bidvorov, the tekea, loyovid maisiv avi koil. Vuhuzal kosav beserv perke milchus mila koil mavarech shalakdish loinen vile moil. Vim kain, kivin avi koil vein by mila. Ech omu bigamora beperek rohu bezdin. My time oila bas mi'ili, kivin the mall norfolk lechulin, ho kivin avi koil av bas mi'ili, finished. The rabbi nami is kiflo come alem a small a boss of the talk that could be so talk a mash with the mind of the ma. Unbelievable. So the Lechem Mishnah says a tremendous doichik. He says it could be the whole Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is only going prior, like without the sugya increases. Ein echanami, aliba de emes, the truth is that there's no meal at all by koil. The whole Gemara Rosh Hashanah is going theoretical. If there would be Me'ila by Koil, still Mitzvah Slav Lehanis Nitnu and all the other fine Zach. That's what he says. V'yeshloim ed Rabbeinu Sovi l'chepochach l'fisu av l'fiyah emes ein by Me'ila. Dombek heh shloish ed vorem ein by Me'ila koil mahar v'reach. V'zeh doichek. Anyway. So really it's mamish a plea. This is mamish tremendously difficult, where we have this clear stiras asugyas, really a contradiction in sugyas. Our sugya clearly states that koil there's no meila, and the sugya in Rosh Hashanah is clearly saying that koil there is meila. So this is on top of the issue that we have with reyach. Reyach, we have the problem that we have is that reyach, we have mixed signals about reyach. We have Rav Shimon seems to say reyach, there's no meila. Then Al Gemara seems to say, well, that's only after the Tamura winds up, after the original smoke goes up, but before then there is Me'ila in the Reyach. And then we have the Mashmois HaRambam and Rashi and Psochem, that in fact Reyach, there is no Me'ila, it's only by K'toris that it's that way, which we have very, very much a lack of clarity. Now, on top of all of this, the Be'er Sheva, in our sugi, the Be'er Sheva asked a different question, very interesting question. We had a sugi in Me'ila. The sugi in Me'ila brings down, it's a clear Lashon HaMishnah, that there is Me'ila by K'toris even after the smell goes up. Black and white. The Mishnah states as follows. HaKoymeitz V'alavoyno V'akteres Mo'alim B'hem. First of all, number one, the Mishnah says that there's Me'ila by K'toris. That's indisputable. That there's Me'ila by K'toris. So Stam, why does our Gemara ask from Reach, Hamariach, Bomal, our Brisa, the Gemara could have asked from a black and white Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly, I'm reading the Mishnah. HaKoymeitz, V'alavoyno, V'akteris, Mo'alim B'hem. Black and white, there's Me'ila. Perek Beis the Mila. You should remember it. It's not so long ago. The beginning of Perek Beis and Meseches Mila. First Mishnah. That's black and white. The Mishnah says clearly that there is Mila. Now, additionally, it says that when does the Mila fall away? The Mila falls away after you take the Deshen out, the Deshen. And this is actually paskened in the Rambam. The Rambam brings down that K'toris there's Me'ila, and this is what the Rambam states. Yeah. The Rambam is found in Perek Beis from Hilchos Me'ila Halacha Gimel. K'toris has Me'ila, Ad Sheyetzei LeBeis HaDeshen. So now we have another problem. On top of all the problems that we have here, we have another problem that the Rambam says klaw, that by Ktoris there's Me'ila until it goes to the Beis HaDesha, which is way later. Yeah, that's what we're getting to. That's what we're getting to. That's the stira we have is in the one place it says that the Me'ila is, Rambam writes that once the Olot Murosai, it's called Nasas Mitzvosai. There's no longer Me'ila. And the same Rambam writes that there is Me'ila until it goes out to the Beis HaDesh, like the menorah. The Shana menorah, there's no Me'ila once it's Yotzei the Beis HaDesh. So it's another contradiction. So we have a problem number one, is our Gemara is dealing with the fact that by Ketoris there's no Me'ila, and when it clearly says that there is Me'ila by Ketoris and a Mishnah in Me'ila, right, that was one problem. And the second problem is, when does that Me'ila end? We have another contradiction. Our Gemara is clearly saying the Me'ila ends once it's Olat Murasai, and the Bryce is clearly saying there's Me'ila until it goes out Beis HaDesh. And the Rambam, the problem with the Rambam is, he paskins both. He paskins if you smell Ketoris after the smell goes up, there's no Me'ila, because Nasas Mitzvasi. And then he says there's no Me'ila by Ketoris after it goes out to the Beis HaDesh. What happened in between? There's a big gap in between. From Achas Shatala to Murasai, until it's Yotzei to the Beis HaDesh. These are all tremendous issues to try to understand this, what's going on here. So I want to share with you a svore from the Or Sameach, the Dvinsky Rov, in Hilchos Shabbos. And this Or Sameach will really, I think, give us clarity to understand the whole sugya. He's not really addressing our issues. He's primarily just addressing to understand this whole rule of Kol Ma'ariv Ve'Einbei Me'ila, when does it mean, when does it apply? Kol Ma'ariv Ve'Einbei Me'ila. And really, the Yesod that he says, there are others that, the Kadmoinim before him, that also say this, the primary svara is a Tshuvas Hadvaz, that's mashma this way also. The Or Sameach is found here in Hilchos Shabbos. I was going to give it to Naftali, but I didn't want to overburden the Ilm with Ma'ariv Mekemes. I'll read you the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach says like this. This is found in Perak Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Ches. Also Meach al Rambam. Emas omru koil ma'ariv reich ein boi mishumila. When do we say koil ma'ariv is ein boi mishumila? He says, Dafke, he says, listen to this Rambam, also Meach. Dafke, b'shemeya koil shir mehektish. Umistakel behekdish, or somebody looks at something that's coming out from hektish, oikamoy ol shel hektish, like the Gemara brings down in Sukkah, that the woman used to, by the Simcha Beis HaSheyeva, the women were able to be boira chitim, right? They were able to look through their wheat from the fire of the Simcha Beis HaSheyeva. Says the Or Sameach, those things have a common denominator, he says. Those things are, Shemeya Shir Shel Hekdesh means you pass by the Beis HaMikdash and you hear the beautiful sound of the Levim, the music that's being played in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're enjoying. You're sitting there enjoying it. You're near. You're miskaven to Havanah. That's one. Or there's a fire in the Beis HaMikdash. You want to see what time it is. You look at the fire. You're near from the fire of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, that's one, he says. Over there, he says, ain't Me'ila. There's no Me'ila. Why? Because the Hanor that you're having is ain't by Mamish. The Hanor is ain't by Mamish. And therefore, you're not taking anything from Hekdesh. It's like Zenen of Zeloi Chosa. You're not taking anything from Hekdesh. There's a fire going on in Hekdesh. And what are you doing? There's light. The Hekdesh is lighting up the whole Yerushalayim. So now a woman was allowed to be boira chitim because she's not taking anything from the Beis HaMikdash. The fact is that it's lit. So what is she doing? She's benefiting from the light that's coming. That's ein by mamash. That's not called taking something physical or even using something physical from the Beis HaMikdash. Zokta al Sameach. Avo, he says, imadlik psilu shel hekdesh. If somebody would light a match from hekdesh, avada yemoyo. You're using the match. You're taking the anoya. You're using the match. So avada, you take it. Hechosh avol hechosh ekfal hudelekes. If it's already burning, lotzerech hekdesh, mutal istakel bo. Then you can look at it. But if it's, you're going to take it, avada, you cannot. As I zokta al Sameach. That's his point. V'chein b'koil, he says. V'chein b'koil. If you're listening to a sound that's playing in the Beis HaMikdash, that's fine. You're not taking anything from Hekdash. It's not called using Hekdash, because it doesn't have a mamish. It doesn't have a mamoshus. Zokteh. Avol imu noitel dovo shel Hekdash. V'tekeya imenagen. Vadai moyel b'zeh. Vada yemoyel. Azay zokta al Sameach. Vada in this case yemoyel. Which would mean that the point of the al Sameach is that the koil and mare is not something substantial enough that we could say that the mehanor that you have from it is called that you're taking something. Okay, it's felt in the ma'isa l'kicha. You're not taking anything. Okay, it's not lacking in the pleasure. You're having or no, but you're not taking anything from Hekdesh.
It's coming to you.
It's not just coming to you. It's beyond coming to you. If Hekdesh's animal came onto your property, you can't climb onto the animal.
But you're doing.
Say, well, the animal exactly. But here I'm also, I'm smelling.
Coming to your nose, coming to your eyes.
It's not a question of coming to my eyes. I'm looking. I'm a scavenger to look. I don't have to look there. I can look there. I want to look there. I want to have anah. It's not like I'm not helpless. And not only that, I'm intentionally looking. I want to have anah. I'm intentionally listening. I want to have anah. You know, you could not focus on the music. I'm focusing. That's called hanoa bol adam bal kocha. That's another sugim psochem. In that sugim psochem, there's like something called hanoa bol adam bal kocha. I went into that sugi years ago on. We spoke about this before Pesach. A person goes to the mall. He goes to a store and they're making pizza. Remember we spoke about this shayla. And the guy hasn't had chometz in almost a week. So he enjoys the smell of the pizza. He wants to smell the pizza, the chometz. Chometz tochasu ba'anoyah. So we spoke about this shayla. Anoah bol odom bal kocha. It's a sugi p'soch. The same sugi. So there also there's a difference if you have kavona to smell. Right? The Gemara says it's loyev shav loyko mechav neshori. You're allowed to walk in the mall, even though, I mean, provided that there's no other isurim, I'm saying that's the chometz. You're allowed to walk, and even though you're getting a smell, you're not having intention to have the rech. That would be right. That would be called the hanor is coming to you, you're not having mechavet. But if you're mechavet to have the hanor, Dor Sameach is saying here another idea. Dor Sameach is saying that you're not called taking anything. Since it's not of substance, since the reyach is not a substance, so you're not called taking anything. You're not taking. Now, if you would take the actual spices and you would light them, right, and you would make the reyach come out, avada you'd be chayev. Because now I'm using the spices, I'm using it. Avada you'd be chayev. But since you're just, something is pre-existing, well, the coil. And that's how that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah now is very clear according to the Al Sameach. Hatekeh b'shoifer shaloylo. There you're not listening. You're making the sound. You're being mishtamesh with the coil shoifer. That's why you chayev. Now, the Al Sameach, the Chazon Ish, which I also put in here into this, into the list of the Ma'ar Mekremis, he has a piece over here, if you look, the last paragraph, we underline the three, 2.5 paragraphs. The last paragraph, Yesh Mokom Loima. If you got that. The second column, The last paragraph starts with the words V'yesh Mokom Loima. Right? Says the Chazon Ish. V'yesh Mokom Loima Doho Doma B'Psochim Dav Chovov Da'ach Ashtala Tmuros Ayin Chayovan Al Reichoy Mishumile Hainu Davka Al Reichoy Den. That's Davka the Reach the Le'inyan. Now listen to this. He's making really splitting hairs here. The Le'inyan Reichoy Kvar Nasas Mitzvosei. Aval ad right for hutar anos reichon. Aval adayin b'kedushosai. It still has a kedusha. And this would obviously answer the theory we had with the Rambam. Larry, this is what you were remembering from Ilan. That there's a distinction between something which, if you just want to smell it, that la'acha shatala t'murosai muter, but l'gabi sharanois, from the Ktoris, if you wanted to use the Ktoris for something else, there would be still Mi'ilah. So what's interesting is that the Chazon Ish is breaking it to pieces, which is very, it's a chilik, and it answers the Stiras HaRambam, but L'Chorah, it doesn't have how do we make it make sense? Because L'Chorah, Nasas Mitzvah Se'ei Mi'ilah is because there's no more Kedusha. How could there be no more Kedusha to the Reach? The smell doesn't have Kedusha anymore. But the object does have Kedusha. How does that work? Logically, how does that work? Chazon Ish now, this is a chiddush from Chazon Ish. Nobody else says such a chiddush like the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is saying that you could have one thing, klapi the smell, nasas mitzvosa. Klapi the object, loy nasas mitzvosa. That doesn't fit with any of the drushes of Trumas Hadeshen, Big Day Kuhune, that's where the mitzvah is finished. Chazon Ish is saying, Erechanami. The Ketores is still Kedusha, still has Kedusha, till it goes to the Beis Hadesh. But the smell of it is Nasas Mitzvah. What does that mean? Still has Kedusha. Unless we put together the Kol Ma'avarechem B'Mila into this puzzle, then we can make some sense out of it. But Pashtas, the Chazon Ish is a Pella. Pashtas, the Chazon Ish is a Pella. No. This is a chiddush from Chazon Ish. So, I want to be mevayer to you is like this. One added piece, and then that will miyash of everything. We brought down in the past from Reb Chaim Brisk, in Ilchus Me'ilah, Reb Chaim Brisk says, what is the rule of Nasas Mitzvah Se'ei Moyel and Boy? What does this mean? And he explains, because really, the whole din of Me'ilah is you're taking something from Hektish. Remember we had this by Riches and Meseches Me'ilah. And therefore, once something is Nasas Mitzvah Se'ei, you're not taking anything from Hektish. The mitzvah was done. It's over. So it doesn't. That's why he says, by Kedusha's Domim, there's no din of Nasas Mitzvah Se'ei. Because Kedusha's Domim always has value. Right? Kedusha's Domim is not just oimid for any specific use. Kedusha's Domim is oimid for the value. Kedusha's Haguf is oimid only for the Hakrove. And the Kedusha's Domim is any value. That's why by Kedusha's Domim there's no such thing as Nasas Mitzvah, sorry? Because it always has a function monetarily. And that you're taking from Hektish. That's his concept. So I want to tell you a simple idea, which I think is what the Gemara is saying here. Number one, that's clear that we have to learn like the Ol Sameach. That Koil Mara V'Reichim B'Mi'ila only means, and to me it's Aleph Beis that way, that I think there is no other way to learn. Koil Mara V'Reichim B'Mi'ila means only if you're having Hanor from Hekdish in a way where the thing is happening anyway. Okay? The light is on, the trumpets are beating, the Leviim are playing. Then, if you have Hanoeh, it's not called Ein Bei Mamash. Avad, if you took a shofar, and in fact, it's so partial, I don't know what the Lechem Mishnah's kasha was. The kev shofar shaloyla. You're using the shofar. Of course you're moyel. There's no shayla. And Avad, the reason why Koil Mara V'Reach is Ein Bei Mi'ila is because it's not called taking anything. Das doch klar. If somebody would want to be Mekadosh and Isha, and he would say, I'm giving you the Hanor, I'll play music for you. I'm a musician. I'll play music. I'm a chazan. I'll sing a niggun for you. And this niggun, I normally would charge $100 to sing this niggun. I'm going to sing the niggun for you. And with that Hanor, I want to make the Kiddushin. Avade on Avade, the Kiddushin would work. Wouldn't say, well, it's nothing. It's not nothing. It's $100 worth of pleasure. People pay $100. That's how it works by Kiddushin. If this is a Hanor somebody would pay money for, that works for Kiddushin. In fact, the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about that. Tzhoik lefonai, rekoid lefonai. It's mukudeshes. It's a good Kiddushin. The guy says, I'll dance. It's a good Kiddushin. What's her Hanor from the dance? Mare! Mare! She sees him dancing. She enjoys seeing it. And for that, that you pay money. It's Avad, it's Hanor. It's Hanor 100% La'alocha. However, if that is happening and you see it, you're not taking anything. Those are the pshat. You're not called Moyel because you're not taking anything. It's happening. There is a sighting of something beautiful. And you're seeing it. You didn't take that. You had Hanor. But the Hanor you had is not called that you took that Hanor from Hektish. You didn't take it. Neil has to be something I took. I never took it. Taka, because it's ain't by Mamash. It's Taka ain't by Mamash. That's why it's called you didn't take it. Now, when you come to Reyach, Reyach really should be the same. Reyach should also be. The pshat is that the reyach is happening on its own. And therefore, if I go and I smell it, I shouldn't be chayav. And that's taka why Rav Shimon ben Pazi puts it together with the koil and the mare, because it's the same. There should be no distinction. However, there's one caveat. And that is that if the only function that this has right now, the only function that it has right now, is that the Torah wants that these fragments should create a reyach. That's gufa, all that this is oimed for now is that there should be a reyach from these fragments. So now, these fragments, the reyach that comes now becomes the essence of the samamonim. This is what the samamonim are. I'm receiving a reyach from the samamonim. This is the essence of the samamonim. This is the only function that Hekdesh has from the samamonim is the smell. Get this in a second. That is the only tafkid that these samamonim have is that they should give an aroma. That is the whole tafkid of these spices. And that, one second, so now, when you go ahead now and you smell the spices, before koidim shetala t'murasa, right? Koidim shetala t'murasa. Now, you are being nehene from its ki'ilu, you're using the spices themselves. Just like we're saying, if you went ahead and you took the spices, and you used them for something, you sold it, you used the spices. Right, what would be the halacha? Avada you'd be chayav for me, which is obviously the way what the Rambam is talking about when he says ad shegeitzei lebeis hadesha. What does he mean? Not smelling it, using it. If you took the k'toras as it was burning, and you went ahead and you took it out of beis hamikdash, you sold it to somebody, you'd be chayav for me. Be chayav for me, absolutely. But at this point, with a whole tafkid of the samamonim, the Torah says the samamonim is not the issue. The reason why there's a mitzvah of samamonim is the Torah said it should create this smell. So now, that smell that's coming from the samamonim is the only tachlis and tafkid of the samamonim. That's all they're there for. That's the whole thing. The reyach of the samamonim is what it was hukdash for. So now, that reyach now become, it's like an achshave. Now this shouldn't be a chiddush to you. We have it in other places in Shas, where there's something called mitzvah chishuvoi. The mitzvah gives it a chashivas. L'moshel, Gid Anosha, let's talk about Gid Anosha. Gid Anosha really is an eitz. We paskin ain't begidim benois in time. We paskin that a Gid Anosha doesn't have a taste, halachically. Meaning whatever taste comes from a Gid Anosha, halachically wouldn't be qualified as a taste. So if you had an avela, let's say, you had a piece of avela that dried up, right? A tray for a piece of meat. It dried up. And now it had the same taste as the Gid Anosha, and you ate it, you'd be potter. It's not an avela. It's nothing. If a taste came out of that nevela, you'd be potter. Because there's no taste. But since the Torah gave the Isser Gid Anosha, Isuroi Chishuvoi, the Isser now makes it as though it is something choshev. So this wouldn't be normally called a Maisa Achila, but now it is called a Maisa Achila. Because now the mitzvah gives it that chashivus. By Sukkah L'moshel, if you have anything less than a kebeya, you're potter from Sukkah. But the first night of Sukkah, as many Rishonim hold, you yaitse the mitzvah with a kezias. So the Ran in Sukkah says, what do you mean? How are you yaitse? You need to be teshvu, you have to live in the Sukkah, and living is only a kebeya or more. So the Ran says, well, since there's a mitzvah to eat a kezias, that mitzvah makes it into chashiv, as though you're having an akabeya, even though you're not having a kebeya. The mitzvah gives it the chashivus. Now there's a new chiddush. The chiddush is that if you have k'toras, which the sole function is, the Torah says now, we want that a reyach should be created from the k'toras, from this samamonim. That's all we want is the reyach. Now, the reyach of it becomes like the samamonim themselves. The reyach represents the essence of what the samamonim are. And since that's the only function it has now, the whole function it has for hekdesh is the reyach that comes out of the samamonim. That's the only function it has. So now he's machadish. There's a chiddush. He's machadish. That the rule that we normally have, that we view as a koil, as a dover shem b'mamish, we view a mara as a dover shem b'mamish, that's so long that right now that's not the ikir mitzvah to create this. Mashenkin, if that's the whole mitzvah now, the whole mitzvah of the essence of the samamonim is that it should create a reyach. Now that reyach becomes like the guf ha-samamonim. We'll get to kol in a second. And therefore, by reyach, you have to wait till it's talat murasai. Once it's talat murasai, so that element is gone, still has kedusha. Now we revert back to the rule, that's why there's no contradiction. So somebody will ask you, why by spices is there no me'ila if you smell it? The answer is, that's why there's no me'ila. And that's why the Rambam writes it. When the Rambam in the Hilchos Me'ila, that's the way he writes it. He writes that, says clearly, there's no me'ila. Then the Rambam says, what about the meaning, then what? Then it's Kol Ma'avarech, ain't by Mila. That's what the Rambam says. By Medvom Amurim, that Kol Ma'avarech, ain't by Mila, La'achar Shatala Tmurasa. Comes Rashi in Psochem Chavov, and Rashi says, if you smell it, Koidim Shatala Tmurasa, Yechayev. It's gewaldic what Rashi is saying. Because the samamonim, the reach is the samamonim. That's all it is. Now, by shofar, when a lady blows a shofar, right? The mitzvah really is very different than the mitzvah that we have on Rosh Hashanah. Because the mitzvah that the lady has to blow is not to hear. Yes, it did produce a beautiful sound. The mitzvah is they had to blow. That was the mitzvah. The mitzvah was the levi had to blow. There was no mitzvah to hear the voice, hear the sound. Mara definitely that way. Mara means there's beautiful things to look at in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not the mitzvah. The light that comes from the Simcha Beis HaShayevo. That's not the mitzvah. That's an effect from the mitzvah. So there we revert back to the rule, Kol Marav Reach Eibo Mishumila. The Torah is the only thing where the actual smell is the essence of the mitzvah. The Talat Muros, that is the mitzvah. If that's the mitzvah, then the smell has a din of the spices themselves. And therefore, it almost takes it out of the gather of Reach. Because all the way we explain it by all other things is the reason why you're not taking anything from Hekdesh is because those things are just coincidental hanois. You follow? They're coincidental. Coincidental, the fact that this is happening, there are certain hanois that you could benefit from coincidentally. So long that the hanoi you're having is a coincidental hanoi from the Hekdesh itself, we say it's okay. But if this is not coincidental, this is the tachlis of what's happening now, is smell. Now taking that smell or having anor from that smell is equivalent to having anor from the essence of the samamonim. And this is really miyashiv everything. It's miyashiv why he uses a blank statement, kol ma'avareich and b'mila. And we needed it because nasus mitzvah won't help us by the k'teres. Because there's still a mitzvah to be makta, the desha. That's true. But this kol ma'avareich and b'mishamila is gone. So the nasus mitzvah by k'teres is only negeya to say that it's no longer oimed only for this. Once it's not oimed for this, now if not for the rule of nasas mitzvah, then the reach would continuously wear the mantle of the samamonim. You follow? We still needed to come on to kol dovah shenasas mitzvah emoilam boy, because without that, we would say whatever its initial tachlis is, remains, doesn't go away. So Nasus Mitzvah teaches you that the original tachlis could be bottled halachically in Hilchas Milah. And that's what happens by the Keteris. Once the smell goes up and that tachlis is ended, so now the Hekdesh is not viewed any longer as made for Reach. It's not made for Reach anymore. But there's still a mitzvah till you bring it to the Beis Hadesh. Now the question, now we have a teres to the Be'er Sheva's question. What was the Be'er Sheva's question? Be'er Sheva asked, why did our Gemara only ask over here? The Gemara should have said, what do you mean? The Mishnah in the second parak of Me'ilah says clearly, Haktoris yesh po Me'ilah. The Torah says, that's not Reach. That Mishnah is talking about taking the Torah and selling it. The Be'er Sheva asks, why does our Gemara ask only from our sugya smelling? Yes, why not smelling? What do you mean? It's a clear Mishnah Mila, like Taurus, there's Mila. Taurus says, that Mishnah is not talking about smelling. That Mishnah is talking about you take the Taurus and you sell it. Our sugi is only dealing with the rule of Koil Mara Vareach Eimbo Mishnah Mila. That's the aside. So basically, Koil Mara is no Mila is because since there's no Mamoshus, and it's only a coincidental Hanoah, that's not called Lakicha from Hekdesh. That's the bottom line. That's the pshat in our sugya. Okay, we'll stop here.